Karl Marx is known for his works Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto. These works are considered the cornerstone of communism and socialism. Marx is still relevant in the 21st century because of the growing gap of wealth between the upper class and the middle-lower classes. Marx was a critic of the world around him. He lived at the time of the Industrial Revolution and the birth of capitalism. He saw capitalism for what it was and how it enabled the bourgeoisie to gain an unfair advantage over the poor, simply because they could not afford to live the basic human lifestyle. Unfortunately, these problems still affect our society in the 21st century. In recent years, studies have shown that there has been a widening gap between the rich and the poor, and nothing is being done about it. Continuously, the rich are getting richer, and the poor are simply surviving on what they have now. The rich are to blame for the Wall Street meltdown and the housing crisis. Both of these can be attributed to capitalism and the problems it causes. Capitalism encourages those who already have wealth to sit on it and not share. They make the excuse of the trickle-down effect through laissez-faire economics, but that is simply not true. Time and time again, it has been proven that trickle-down economics are a lie, and those at the bottom do not receive the wealth supposedly trickling down to them. There is no wealth trickling down, and this is just a poor excuse for the bourgeoisie's underhanded business practices. In fact, in the United States right now, over 50% of the wealth is controlled by 1% of the population. This is simply ridiculous when you take into account the population of the United States of America. What Marx did not predict, however, was the formation of labor unions and protective laws for consumers. Both of these things were unrealistic at his time, and nobody would have thought of them. The way the wealthy got around this, however, was by shipping jobs overseas and manufacturing their goods in factories in China. These practices enabled them to cut the costs while retaining the same business model. While Karl Marx was wrong about the impending revolution, many of his ideas still hold true in the 21st century. The balance of power between the rich and the poor is uneven and needs to be remedied in some fashion.